All right, you guys, I am currently struggling with a pinched nerve in my neck, and if you have ever had one, you know the pain. So I am feeling super thankful for today's sponsor, Tenassi. Tenassi's CBD CBDA is 2 times better than CBD alone and better than over-the-counter ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and aspirin. It helps soothe and relieve my aches and pains, like my pinched nerve, and it's great for sleep and anxiety, so I put it on right before bed. Tenassi was discovered by a team of chemists and biologists at Middle Tennessee State University, and 5% of all revenue is given back to the university partner for ongoing research. It is THC-free and comes in a range of products. I love the topicals, but you can also choose from soft gels, gummies, and tinctures. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Try Tenassi for 30 days, and if you don't love it, you get a full refund. Go to Tenassi.com and use code MOM to get 25% off at checkout. That's TANASI.com to get 25% off your first order with promo code MOM. Since learning the truth about alcohol over 4 years ago, I've become pretty skeptical about anything that seems too good to be true. You know, like alcohol. If you're like me and you can spot a too good to be true health hack from a mile away, congrats, you're a skeptic too. Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds our standards. I take Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus every morning because it has high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. It's gentle on an empty stomach and has a minty essence in every bottle that helps make taking my multis actually enjoyable. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/sobermom. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/sobermom for 25% off. Hi, welcome to the Sober Mom Life podcast. I'm your host, Suzanne, of My Kind of Sweet and the Sober Mom Life on Instagram. If you are a mama who has questioned your relationship with alcohol at times, if you're wondering if maybe it's making motherhood harder, this is for you. I will be having candid, honest, funny conversations with other moms who have also thought, maybe motherhood is better without alcohol. Is it possible? We'll chat and we'll talk about all things sobriety and how we've found freedom in sobriety. I don't consider myself an alcoholic. You don't have to either. And maybe life is brighter without alcohol. I hope you will join us on this journey, and I'm so excited to get started. Hi, happy Friday. Normally I'm coming to you on a Monday. I am excited for this Friday episode. Katie's back. We're talking sobriety. Get it? We're spilling the tea. We're talking about Bravo. You know, I love to escape in Bravo. I always talk about how we escape in sobriety, and I don't sit in my feelings all the time, you guys, because I'm not a monster. Like, ew. I need escape, and Bravo for me is one of my favorite escapes. You know, you get to see alcohol and its effects up close, but I get to see it from the safety of my own bedroom. And there's no better way, there's no better reminder, especially now that we really do seem to be talking more about alcohol and sobriety on Bravo and on Summer House and Vanderpump Rules and Housewives. So Katie and I like to talk Bravo. We talk about, you know, alcohol and how present it is, but we also just talk about like the breakups, the firings, all of the drama, and we give our opinions. And I just love it so much. I hope you guys do too. Let us know in the comments in a 5-star review. You guys, don't forget 5 stars. It helps. Let us know in a 5-star review what we should talk about for the next one and what you want to hear. Also, if you are looking for community and sobriety, come and join the Sober Mom Life Cafe. I have Zoom support meetings over there every week. My mom does too. A lot of you love her. You love hearing her on the podcast. You can meet her in Zoom person and go to one of her peer support meetings. Audrey has them. Jen has them. Our sweet Alana has them. We have peer support meetings every day of the week. And we are here to help you get through all of this stuff. Sobriety isn't easy, but you are so not alone. And it gets easier, especially with community. Come and join us. Also, please rate and review this podcast and come follow me on My Kind of Sweet and The Sober Mom Life on Instagram and say hi and let us know what you want to hear, who you want to hear on the podcast. We always love to hear from you guys. So, okay, I think that's it. That's all I have. Thank you for listening and enjoy sobriety with Katie and me. Oh my God, Katie, we're back with Hello. The sobriety. We're going to continue our Bravo talks. You guys loved it before, and we're keeping it going once a month. Bravo escape sobriety. Katie, take it away.
Yeah, I got a microphone because my husband said, if you're going to do this on the reg, you should get one. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
My daughter's cat headphones.
She's legit. Yeah, she's got her cat earphones on.
We did not get a chance to talk about the Valley last time.
Oh, we have to talk about the Valley.
We teased at a very interesting point where I said why the Valley like gave me the ick. I love it, but the ick.
Okay, yeah.
But before we start, I have a fun little segment called Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, which okay, is, I already love it.
There was a lot of Bravo news that happened these last few weeks, and I figure we'll give some of these topics 60 seconds.
This is amazing. Katie, I love when you drop segments on me now.
Yes. Okay.
That's the best.
So I'm going to get my timer ready.
Oh, okay.
We're going to start with some firings. So,
okay.
Or on pause.
Fired. I mean, we have to know that they are fired, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it the thing that Bravo's like, we will let you say that you're leaving or like you're on pause, but no one's going to step away from money and power. It just yeah. doesn't happen. That's why yeah. our presidents are like 85,000 years old.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Robin Dixon.
Oh, farewell.
Yeah. She was not giving us
no
to work with.
She wasn't. And that whole like wand cheating thing off camera, I'll tell it to you on Patreon. Like, are you kidding me? And
yeah.
No. But just boring. Just boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
All right. Well, we covered that in 25 seconds. Great.
Oh, okay. Okay. Good.
Next, Crystal from Beverly Hills.
Oh, good riddance.
I know. She was trying, but you can tell when somebody has it in them or they don't.
Yeah.
Like, which is like, why do you have to be such a bitch? You could tell it almost kind of pained her to say that, but she knows what you have to say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, you're at the wrong place.
Totally. Well, she went from like 0 to 60, where she's like, I'm going to say nothing. And now when I say something, I'm going to say in the middle of a party, why do you have to be such a bitch? I'm like, there's middle ground in there. You got to finesse it a little bit. And also, yeah. I could not care less about her brother. She really tried to make her brother happen and he just didn't.
You can tell when you're just like over it.
Yeah.
And then we're just keeping on this train. Candace, back to Potomac.
Okay. I love Candace. I'm going to miss Candace.
Yeah. And pregnant Candace would have been fun
yes.
to see. You know, her asking Chris to like make her all sorts of food at all hours.
Totally. I want to see hormonal Candace. I'm sad about this one. And I know most people don't love Chris. I've always liked Chris. And I think his like support of Candace is really good. I think that his observations of her friends and the dynamics and always his, I don't know, just how he kind of calls her on her shit, but in a good way. And he gives her really good feedback. I like them.
Yeah.
And I love Candace.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Candace, maybe, drive back.
Maybe. Yeah. Ooh, I like that. Ooh. Maybe she'll be back in time when she yeah. has kids got to eat, you know?
So. Yeah, because, like, is that music career really, like, I don't know.
No.
No, right?
All right. Next topic, Teresa and T. Swift at Coachella.
Okay, what?
I know.
Like, I don't understand. I need so much more information.
I just saw the picture. I feel like that's what happens at Coachella. Like, you just don't know who's going to be standing next to you, you but, know?
Okay. Does Taylor Swift know who Teresa is my question.
I think so.
You think?
Actually, there's probably a lot of people who are going to be like, she didn't know.
Like, she probably thinks like, oh, well, this is just a very tanned fan in a cowboy hat who wants a photo with me.
You know what? I'm sure there are plenty of people listening who know more about the backstory of this photo than I do. But I would assume everybody like knows some of these housewives because it's indulgent viewing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Between breaks of her tour and being on the road, like maybe just pop on the housewives.
It just, Teresa does not seem like of all the housewives to have a photo with Taylor Swift, Teresa is not the one. Like I would be excited about any other one. I'm not a Teresa fan. I have never liked her. It's, you know, the Crappens guys when they're like, blink, yeah. Blink, blink, blink. It's that. So, yeah.
We made up our 25 seconds.
Okay.
About Robin.
We went over.
I think overall we're just confused, but we'll do it.
Yeah. Question mark. Yeah.
Todd and Alexia divorcing.
Okay. Not surprised,
mm-hmm.
just because it did seem fishy last season.
Yeah.
Like they definitely seemed off. Just not surprised.
Yeah. I'm wondering what it'll mean for next season too, because after we went through a whole season of Lisa being like, woe is me.
Yes.
And I get there was some drama behind that divorce, obviously, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. now we'll see what, you know, if Alexia can dish it out and take it.
I know. Yeah, exactly. And Alexia like kind of pushing like her birthday present in Lisa's face. And like, I like Lisa. I do. I'm not an Alexia fan because of that. Like, So not surprised.
All right. Onward. And then really just the last one to talk about that I have, Rebecca Minkoff joining the cast of Rahoni.
Okay. This is very interesting. I saw this on Page Six. I at first was like, well, yes, this makes so much sense. I love her. I don't know much about her. So it would be really interesting to like get behind the scenes. And then I didn't even know she was a Scientologist.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yes. So then that I think would be fascinating. Like, how is that going to play into it? Like, is that going to be a topic of conversation? Like, how is that going to work?
Ooh, I'm excited.
Right?
Yeah. All I know is I have a lot of her bags.
I know. Exactly.
And they don't resell very well.
No, they don't. Yeah, no, they don't.
So I guess that's also why Rebecca's showing up on The Housewives. Yeah.
I know, they did kind of take a nosedive.
Yeah.
They were big in like the early aughts.
Yeah. That was gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60 seconds. I love it. Yeah. Katie, good job.
There was just a lot to cover, but I do want to get into the Valley because this last week certainly gave us a lot to talk about.
Yes.
And I thought it was really interesting when you and I last spoke about this. I said, you know, my ick was from like my last day of drinking. We had had a big barbecue. We had a bunch of friends over, people that I'd known for a long time and also new friends who I met through my daughter's daycare. And, you know, I told myself I wasn't going to drink that much. And I was going to get rosé because I don't like rosé, so I won't drink as much of it.
Yeah.
You know, that didn't work. And again, nothing. I got drunk, you know,
yeah.
Luckily, like. Nobody got hurt. There weren't any major issues, but it was just a moment where I was like, I can't be present. I couldn't tell you what my daughter had done at the party because I was busy like playing hostess and going to the bar and blah, blah, blah. So watching that party, I'm like, who are watching your children? I know they have help and there's other eyes, but like maybe your kids want to play with you in the pool. Maybe they want to go on the dunk. Like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
It made me feel a certain way.
I mean, totally. It made me bring up more of my childhood because like I was the child who was unattended at the party, not that little, like I was, you know, 8 or 9. So still like, I'm not going to maybe, you know, trip over and fall. Cause their kids, like, what's his name? Cruz. Was he mm-hmm. like 2 or something?
They all have everybody's kids are like, under
yeah, like babies, toddlers,
you know?
Yeah.
2, 3, 4 younger.
And with water. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but that is just terrifying to me, especially when I see, like, parents drinking if we go to, like, the country club or the pool. And, yes, there are lifeguards and something, but, you guys, I've been a lifeguard. And let me tell you, like, I wouldn't put 100% trust in a teenage kid watching my kids in the pool. I just don't because I've been there. And, like, they're hungover. You know what I mean?
Well, I have to tell you, too, our neighbor's kid is a lifeguard at one of the country clubs. And he's like, I feel like half of my job is babysitting, not just from a lifeguard standpoint, because parents are drinking, you know, all day by the pool and they're not watching their kids.
Yeah.
And like, I've had to pull a kid out or two because they jump in and they can't swim or they're not prepared or there's some issue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where the fuck are your parents?
No, I know. It's so scary. And like kids feel that. Kids feel like when they're, I think moms especially, and this is never to shame moms who drink, but it's interesting then not drinking and then watching a show like at the Valley and then you just see it and you're like, holy shit, who's watching these kids? I think it's really interesting that Britney's drinking is a topic of conversation now too.
That one, like this episode just kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I think she's somebody who kind of came into her own, not came to her own, but like she hit this Vanderpump wave. She's still riding the wave of living in Hollywood, living a party lifestyle, being a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, going places where you're paid to drink and party with people. Mm-hmm. But then you still also have your mom. You know, you have to come home and balance these things out. And even though I'm, you know, rarely Team Jax, like he made a few good points. His execution needed
so bad
work.
His execution is like always.
A lot of issues, a lot of pot kettle there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those days as a mom when I would lose to hangovers, I felt too guilty about.
Yeah.
And that's what we see happening there. And I'm like, girl, I know that feeling. You know, you're supposed to go away. I went away with some friends for a mom's night and I got so drunk and I spent the next half, most of the day in bed at the hotel. Mm. I didn't even get to go out and do brunch and the thrift shopping and all the fun stuff I wanted to do because I was hungover.
Totally.
Came back from that mom's trip more drained than when I left.
Yes, exactly. Like you're supposed to like go and recharge and like connect and do all the things that make it possible to come back home so you could give everything you have to your kids because that's what they require. And then, yeah, she's coming home. I mean, I did not have on my bingo card that Jax would be calling Britney out for partying too much.
Mm-hmm. Janet, too. She says, like, yeah, Britney gets little lip, but she's married to Jack.
Right. And so it's hard. And I think the way that Jax handles it of like, you have to stop drinking. If you're going to drink like that, stop drinking. You got to be a mom, right? The problem with saying it like that is then the other person. So Britney is going to go into defense mode and she's just going to defend it then. And she doesn't have any space to then say like, yeah, you know what? Like, it does feel really shitty and I'm feeling shame about my drinking because when someone's just coming at you about it, you're not going to then feel safe enough to say and get introspective and like tell the truth because there's no way she's not feeling shame about it.
Completely. This is just another example of why I love The Valley so much and why I think this show is continuing to take off and why it will hopefully be around for a while.
Yeah.
Is we get to see these real moments of marriage and transitioning from not just like into adulthood, but adulthood into parenthood.
Yes.
You know, the stress that it takes on relationships, on marriages, on friendships, rediscovering yourself as a parent. And that like, it's not just, okay, we're going to go out and party. And then I get the next day to do whatever I want. Like you have other responsibilities.
Yeah.
And I think it's so funny when they're talking about like, how much sex they're having or not having.
Yes.
Like it's all of that stress is very real. Like there's nothing sexy about trying to find time for sex when you're trying to get your toddler down for bed or
totally.
Like, you know, your kid wakes up in the middle of the night crying or there's just so many, it's a whole other ball game. And no matter how many times you remind yourself, it's just a phase.
Yeah.
It's still hard.
And because it's a long fucking phase. Like, it's a long, this isn't just like a couple weeks. Okay, a couple of things. I think that you're so right about The Valley being like really an inside look at this like existential crisis we have when, yeah, we start to have kids. And we talk about this a lot of like the moms who are like, but I still want to be quote unquote fun and maybe free, you're not. And so then you have that period of trying to marry those two lives and realizing, oh, wait, it just doesn't work. And now there's so much more shame when you have so much more to lose, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then you get to see that. And for the sex thing, you guys, here's the thing. like schedule sex. Mm-hmm. Okay, when my husband and I were dating, we scheduled sex and they were called dates. Like you knew that you were going to have sex when you went on a date when you're dating. You still scheduled sex. Now it's just called something different. It's just called sex. And we like, I can't, we don't do it at night. We can't. Are you kidding me? Like I would want to die if I'm all about, hey, do you want to work from home tomorrow? Great. I've got you in at 9:30 and I'm going to put it in the calendar. You have to.
I'm like standing there in my pajamas at night. And I'm like, so am I putting in my mouth guard or not?
Yeah. Cause if this thing is going in,
you know, it's just, that's true intimacy.
Yes. Exactly. And like, I hate this notion of like, well, you can't schedule it because then it takes the sexiness away or something. I'm like, no, actually, it could make it more sexy. And yeah. And also, there's no way that Jax hasn't had sex in a month and a half. Mm-hmm. Brittany, I'm sorry to break it to you.
Well, or he's had a lot of sex with himself.
Yeah, or himself or like everyone else like in LA.
Which we're going to get into later in the season.
Right?
Which is a good segue, too, to Michelle.
Yes. Michelle Lally.
Yeah, I mean, her husband is such an asshole.
Such an asshole. She's already done.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, who's the director?
I don't know. And I was trying to Google it also. Like, you really can't find anything yet. I was already trying to find it online, like Reddit threads. I haven't found anything.
Okay, yet. In Reddit, they're saying Quentin Tarantino and that she looks a lot like his wife, like he has a type.
Okay, I respect that.
Do you?
Yeah, his movies are great.
Well, I know,
And I don't know, what are her feet like? She have good feet?
Oh my God, right? But he's not. I mean, he's gross, no? And she's like...
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, yeah, but have you seen his movies?
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah. So I get it. I get it. And Nia. I love Nia.
I just think
the vulnerability she's expressed in talking about her postpartum, again, so relatable. And she's like, am I just going to be this sad forever? I was like, I feel you.
Yes.
And I sent her a message too on Instagram, just being like, you know, thank you for opening up about it. And it's, you know, she said she was Googling it. It's just so helpful for people with a platform to speak about their experience.
Yes. Because
even if just one person watches it and says, oh, like, I recognize this. I'm not alone. There are other people like it.
Yeah.
It's so powerful.
And that it's like when she said, I'm like high functioning, mm-hmm. right? Like she's not, because when we think about postpartum depression or just depression, we think like you're not getting out of bed. And it's like, no, she's still functioning. She's still going to all of these events. And like, you would never know, right? But she just knows that she feels not right. And mm-hmm. and her husband, is it Danny?
Yes.
The way he supported her, I loved. Like, he was like, no, it's valid. Like, sometimes that's all we need is just to say, it's like the permission that, yeah, what you're feeling is totally valid and it's right. And like only you know, right? And yeah, it's just like when Sheena talked about her postpartum OCD. I'm like, that is so important to talk about.
The cojones on this woman to agree to do a reality show 2 months postpartum too.
I know.
I applaud you. Like, I can't even imagine. Well, she did also say she didn't have this with her first one.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, kind of sneaky with the twins. But camera ready, that's like next level. She's always camera ready.
And she's like lactating, like, but like you see it. And then she's also like, she's still working. She went to that event and she's like, mm-hmm. like that is so hard. And I think that it's this idea of like have the babies bounce back and then just get back to like life as normal. And that just doesn't happen. Like life as normal changes so much. And I think that she'll benefit from like slowing down.
Yeah, I think that goes back to that high functioning depression where people think if they fill their time and they show up to places and their hair is washed, that they have it all together. And that's not the case. You know, I think you can, it's the hamster wheel, you know, you're running. And sometimes you just need to get off the hamster wheel and that piece will show you that actually there is a little bit that you maybe need to work on when you stop running.
Totally. And that's when alcohol comes in really handy, like not to feel stuff, right? And that's that barrier to figuring out what you need. And then when that goes away, it's like, oh, what I really need is sleep and to cry and to talk about all this stuff and to say, like, I'm not okay right now. And what do I need? So, yeah. No, I love her. And Kristen.
I was going to say.
Oh, my God.
Last but not – certainly not least.
Oh, certainly not least. I love Kristen. Do you like her?
I missed her. That's the thing. Like, these are all not great people, but they're amazing.
They're horrible people.
You know, when Kristen's talking about how she's an empath and they have, like, the flashback of the year.
So
you know,
good.
And, like, it warmed my heart.
Yes.
In a weird way.
She could not be more delusional and just lovable. Also, this Republican fight is just hilarious to me that no one's actually saying to Michelle, like, well, did you say, you know, that your kids aren't safe or whatever? And it's still just all of this fighting. And Kristen's like, I'm sorry, man. That's it. I'm sorry.
I think they just needed to find something to fight about until, like, things really picked up organically.
Yeah.
That's always the hard part about a new show, whether it was, like, last season of Rahoney or anything in a season one.
Yeah.
You're just kind of trudging through it until you get to the meat, you know? And then you're like, oh, yeah, we're going to follow this thread.
It's funny that you say meat because last season of Rahoney, the first fight was about cheese.
Right.
They're like, we'll fight about cheese until we get to the meat.
Yeah, and like Catch being like a lame restaurant to go to.
Yes.
Which, it's such silly fights.
Yeah.
But then we can get into the cheating and the alcoholism and the fun stuff.
I do love the fights though. And I think the Republican fight on the Valley kind of takes the cake for this like just stupid fight. Like it's a really funny idea.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you?
I know.
So, yeah, big fan of the Valley. I think it's going to be here for a while.
Do you think we're going to see people from Vanderpump Rules moving over to the Valley?
I truly don't have any actual insight on if this is happening or not.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that it's not going to, because that's also the way that their lives organically change. Like, I could see Sheena and Lala easing over to the Valley because their lives are changing and you have, you know, when you're single, you're living obviously a very different life than your married friends with kids.
Yeah.
And so you kind of want to play in the lanes you're most comfortable in. And it's interesting when you were saying earlier too about trying to recalibrate your life after having kids and you still want to hold on to that like kind of fun version of you.
Yeah.
Anybody who thinks that stopping drinking, you know, is going to make them boring or becoming a parent is going to make them boring. Look at Lala Kent.
Totally.
She was just at Coachella in a onesie with her baby bump. Like rocking out. And I was like, good for you.
Yes.
You know? I think that's amazing. She's still out here doing her thing.
Totally. I mean, and you get to remember it all. You don't like black out and then forget it. And if you've ever been around drunk people, you know that they're not fun. So.
No.
Yeah.
Also, you're like always trying to find the bathroom. And it's one thing if you're trying to find the bathroom because you're pregnant and you have to pee. And another, you're drinking so much, you have to pee.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think organically some of those faces will roll over.
I also think the Valley just feels fresh, you know, and Vanderpump, I don't know. What do you think about Vanderpump Rules right now?
I think the Valley feels fresh because we haven't had a show that tackles these issues.
Yeah.
That, you know, you have Summer House and we sort of that same age group, but they're not in the same life stage.
Yes.
So that's why it's tackling things that we haven't seen. Like the cast of The Real Housewives are all usually older. So they're not chasing toddlers, all of them. And that sort of turning point in life. And I think Summer House continues to deliver.
You know how much I love Summer House.
Yeah. The mid-season trailer looked amazing.
So good. I cannot wait. It's such an interesting thing to know that Carl and Lindsay are no longer. And then we're just slowly working our way there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to get to Labor Day. Like, show me how it all goes down. Because I can't imagine him right now making that decision. Like, they're still both like very bought in. Right?
I mean, Lindsay, she went wedding dress shopping on camera. So
even Carl, like when he talks to the friends, he's like, yeah, you know, And he'll be like, well, we've had a really good couple of weekends. I'm like, first of all, that's horrible. If that's the highlight, that you have two good weekends in a row. But he seems to be still like optimistic and being like, okay, I'm going to make this work.
I don't see it. And again, maybe it's because we know what happened.
I know.
But like when he's saying, well, I'm not going to come up on a Friday, so we fight less. And then there's always the overcompensation the next day.
Totally.
You know, like, oh, I missed you. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Like, look how good we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like what Kyle tries to do after he gets blackout. And, you know, Amanda's like, no, not having it.
I know. What did you think about when Amanda and Kyle went to, first of all, I don't know why these people go to life coaches or relationship coaches and not therapists.
I don't know how many people therapists want to be on camera.
Is that why? Remember, Bethany's therapist was on camera.
You take insurance and will you be on camera?
Right.
No, yeah, no, I don't know.
But like these life coaches, like Michelle Lally and Jesse's life coach, garbage. I mean, just garbage. Like, I don't know. Any sort of coaching that's like toxic positivity, it's like, well, this is not. And so Kyle and Amanda's, she seemed to put it all on Amanda instead of talking about alcohol. Like Amanda is feeling this insecurity around their relationship because she still has this trauma of when Kyle was blacked out and couldn't even tell her if he hooked up with somebody like before they were married. And so now every time he goes out and stays out till 3, she feels that. And no one's talking about his relationship with alcohol and how it's affecting them and her. Like, instead, the life coach is just like, what insecurity are you bringing to the table, Amanda? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's the same thing with the Valley also. It's
All
of these fights stem so much from alcohol.
So much.
Removing that from the equation would get rid of a lot of them, or at least make a lot of them more manageable.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you also don't need alcohol to make the drama. There are just people who are naturally going to be dramatic.
Yes.
And nobody is forcing you to drink on these shows.
Right.
Like, yes, you're in situations where there is alcohol. And if that's a trigger for you, then don't be in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But like, nobody, there aren't producers holding tequila bottles up to your mouth or like saying like, you have to do this shot. Like they're putting them, look at Carl, look at Lala, look at all the people on this network who don't drink. But when Kyle walks in at like 4 in the morning and he's doing like the back and forth sort of.
And the talking to himself. And he's like, I was listening to Hans Zimmer or something. Like, did we talk about that last time?
It's true. Like, also, if you're somebody who doesn't like sleep well till your partner's home, you know, you might have gone to bed at 11, but you're not sleeping well. You know, they're going to come stumbling in at some point. You know, they're going to ruin your sleep.
And they seem to be talking about it under this guise of that he's an extrovert and she's an introvert. Like, that seems to be this, like, coded language instead of actually talking about, like, you can be an extrovert. And, like, I would say my husband's more extroverted than I am. And, you know, he's fine just, like, if someone stops over and I'm like, are you insane? Like, are you an actual insane person? Like, you can't – no one can just stop over at my house. Like, I need – what? Like, no. The panic attack, right? But – Kyle is like, and when he's like, it's so lonely being married to you. I mean, you just can't have these conversations without also talking about alcohol and how Kyle's going out until 4 in the morning seeking connection by getting wasted, and you're never going to feel connected that way. And so, of course, he's not going to feel connected that way. And then his wife is going to be upset with him because he's out till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
It feels like they are not going to get anywhere until they talk about his relationship with alcohol. And I don't think that he's like ready to do that. And I don't think for some reason she's not connecting it. She's just saying, don't stay out till 4.
I think they connect it, but I think they're so intertwined with it. I mean, with Loverboy and, you know, this is their whole like platform is built around like partying and these drinks and things like that, that it's just, it's so intertwined with who they are and what they do that it can be very scary to say, well, what if we don't do it anymore?
Yeah.
And I think the more people who stop drinking and start showing that there is another, honestly, better way to live.
Yeah.
And I say better because fewer fights, more clarity, better problem solving,
everything gets better.
Like so many of those things aren't issues.
I wonder if Carl ever talks to Kyle about it.
What was interesting, remember when he asked Craig about, the liquor-free.
Yes. I know. You would just think that Carl would for sure be able to see, right? Yeah. And I would think that Kyle would respect Carl enough if Carl said something. I don't know. I wonder. And I wonder if it's coming.
I think if Carl and Lindsay had worked out, because maybe she really did stop drinking and he saw an example of another couple who went through it together,
yeah,
like truly as a unified front, and all the improvements that made, they'd be more willing to try it.
Yeah.
I have a really good girlfriend of mine who stopped drinking maybe like a year before I did, and I didn't know that she wasn't drinking.
Wow.
We would go out and she wouldn't drink, but I didn't like think it was a thing.
Yeah.
If I had known that there was somebody out there that I could kind of hitch my wagon to and say, show me the way, it could have made all the difference.
Yeah.
I think having those examples is really powerful.
It's so true. Like we have so many examples. We have a lifetime of examples of people who drink, right? Mm-hmm. And like many of us, I don't think I had an example of someone who didn't, who I could look up to and be like, oh, okay, you're cool.
Yeah.
Like your life didn't end. Okay, cool. You just don't have that. So I think that's true. What do you think about Danielle talking about Paige's relationship and saying you give him nothing? What?
As you said on our last call, Danielle is like the sneaky drunk.
Right?
And she's girl, figure your own shit out. Like, stay in your lane.
That's insane.
We talked about this last time too. I think Paige and Craig are great. They'll
yes.
figure it out. Like, you just work on nailing down Balloon Guy, Hot Balloon Guy.
And like that app that you've been working on for the last like 5 years.
What app was that? I remember.
It's like her fashion app.
Okay.
No, it's not out. It's not out. It's on the shelf with Sonia's toaster oven.
Toaster oven.
It's right next to it.
So many. I know we messaged about this a little bit, but we should talk about the water tasting.
Yes, the water tasting. Okay, I want to do a water tasting.
Really?
I mean, it's sparkling water though, right?
I think it was just a mix.
A mix?
But I feel like you go through it probably really quickly, right?
You do, yeah. Probably, I mean, it'd be like a 5-minute thing.
Yeah.
And when he's like, there's only one of them in the United States, and he's like savoring it or whatever, I'm like, what is happening?
What's his name, Martin?
Was that his name?
I think. But...
remember his name.
It was very funny.
It doesn't bode well for like sober people that were like, okay, we are tasting water now.
For me personally, I was like, that's not doing the movement any favors.
No, it's not. It's not. You're right. But I do a water tasting every day as I have like my 5 different sparkling waters.
Yeah. I was making some concoctions yesterday that was like a Fresca, a splash of the strawberry basil Ouroboros, and like a blueberry syrup.
Ooh.
It's like a very light, fruity sort of. I'll go to Home Goods and just see what the $2.99 syrups are.
Yes. Yes.
Buy a few of those.
Ooh, what are you going to call it? It needs to have a name.
I'll circle back on
that. Okay. Circle back. What about Lala's? Okay, we're back at Vanderpump now, but what about Lala's insemination party? No.
Not I love that, actually.
Right? Not insemination, but what? Picking out sperm donor party.
Yeah. I was surprised Stassi wasn't there because apparently Stassi was one of the first people Lala told when she was pregnant. I think I saw that online somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Stassi's just like over the cameras, I feel like.
Yeah. But she watches the shows, definitely.
She does.
Even if you're over the cameras, I think if one of your best friends was like, I'm having a sperm party, will you come?
Right.
You're like, in curiosity alone.
Yeah.
Get me there. Yeah.
Totally. No, I like it. I love Lala. She really like has come a long way.
I like when she yells, I'm softer.
I know. She's like, damn it. I'm in my soft era. Can't you fucking tell?
Yeah. It's been some good stuff. I don't know if you've watched Vanderpump Villa.
Okay. Deep sigh. I don't think I can. I think I'm too old. That is part of what makes like Vanderpump for me I'm just like slightly, I'm not over it because I'm in, you know, it's yeah. like 10 years I'm in, like, I'm not going to stop, but I don't want really like nights out. And like, that's why I couldn't do Southern hospitality.
Actually, Vanderpump Villa is not nights out.
Okay.
The problem, it's these people who are coming to work on this TV show at this villa for all the wrong reasons. It's a mess. If I was a guest, so basically it's a below deck format in that, okay. you know, each episode or each episode and a half, you know, you have guests coming through for a curated experience. And we have a staff who works there, but the staff are just like yelling and drinking and hooking up, but not in a fun way. Like below deck, like these people are really working. You actually get story and drama. You see them doing their jobs. I mean, Vanderpump Villa is just...
So it's really, it's called Vanderpump Villa and then people come and stay at this villa?
Yeah, for special events. In the beginning I was into it and then I got over it really quickly because I was like, this isn't something you want your parents to see, future employers to see.
Oh,
like,
I know.
It's just, they think they're all there to party and maybe they are for television's sake. But it's not at the top of my viewing list.
Okay, got yeah. it. Like you're not like counting down until the next one.
Correct.
I don't know. It just makes me feel old. Maybe I have like secondhand cringe from when I was that age. And I can't imagine like when I worked at Noah's Ark and I was head lifeguard. Shout out Noah's Ark in Wisconsin, Dallas, Wisconsin. And we were just all wasted all the time. And it's like, don't take your kids to Noah's Ark because the lifeguards are wasted. And then like imagining cameras being there, I just can't.
Secondhand yeah. cringe is the perfect way to put it. But actually, Southern Hospitality is pretty good. One of their cast members is sober too.
That girl, right?
Yeah, Maddie.
Maddie, that's right. Okay, so I watched most of the first season. Also, didn't Joey Bananas? No, not Joey Bananas. That's from Traders. Joey. Yeah. Not Joey Bananas. Joey, who's the Joey on Southern Hospitality?
I can picture his face.
The cute brown hair. He's like the only cute boy on there.
Joe Bradley hooked up with Luann. Yes, is that where you're going?
Oh my God, Luann and Danielle. No, but Joe Bradley. What was his? What do they call him? Joey Bag of Donuts. What do they call him? Joey something. But no, he was dating Danielle, and then Danielle saw on his Instagram stories as they were like hooking up and dating that he was with Luann after they filmed Watch.
I love that. I love that.
Luann gets it, man. Luann gets it. You got to hand it to her. She's very dedicated.
I am 100% going to go see her tour, her Mary Kill tour, when it's in New York next. Like,
when is it?
So there's no date yet, but I think in the fall is my guess.
Luann is like the OG sober probably on Bravo, right? Like, I feel like that was the beginning of the conversation when we were like, oh, we're actually going to talk about, you know, someone stopping drinking or their relationship with alcohol. Because I think we talked about it with Sonia. Yeah. But other than that, we're kind of like, we don't have Housewives on right now, do we?
We have no Housewives right now. Jersey starts May 14th, I think.
Look at you.
Which I know you said, you know, isn't always your favorite, but
I'll watch it though. I mean,
what am I doing? I'm pumped for, and we don't have dates, but Orange County coming back because of all the Shannon Bedore stuff.
Love.
And then whenever Southern Charm just does come back, because I mean, we'll talk about this too, but like the Southern Charm reunion, the last season and Chef.
Yes.
And I've been checking him out on Instagram once in a while and saw like he went to some sober retreat. Like,
oh, he did?
He had that like soliloquy at the end of the reunion that was really intense when he was like, the music kind of just stopped.
Mm. And when Craig said to him, like, the road you're on ends in a cliff. Mm-hmm. I think that is like, whew. I feel like everyone needs a friend who can say that to them.
Yeah.
And Shep really like took it in. And so, I've been wondering. So he went on a sober retreat. That's great.
Yeah, I think he, I don't know if it was a detox or a rehab or what, but he went somewhere.
Yeah, he
posts a little bit on social media, but you know, I guess we'll have to save that for our next, because there's a lot there when you think about the evolution of Craig and Shep.
Oh, yeah.
as lovers, friends, enemies.
Yes, yes.
How, where they are now in their life.
Like Craig was always the underdog, right? Shep was always like the big brother. That really has changed. And so much of it is because, well, first Craig has Paige. But also I think Paige probably like did say, hey, you have to stop drinking and acting like an asshole. And so then he stopped his hard liquor or whatever the moderation rule is that he's – but – yeah, like
he also probably just wanted to get his like life together and his business together, and
and his pillow sort of stuff.
The best sort of revenge, or like, you know, fuck you, look at me now, is a success.
Totally,
you know, when you can stand by who you are and what you say and what you do, because there's no second guessing, because you're present in every moment. You know, it's that's the superpower of not drinking and being sober, is like, what did I do? What did I say? I'm going to cut out early to go start drinking. Like, there's none of that.
Yeah.
And you can stay 100% true to who you are, because there's no point when you're fucked up.
Totally. Okay. Plus the glow up.
Yeah.
Craig's glow up. Like, first couple seasons, he was very cute. Like, he was the cute one. Then he did go downhill with that Adderall. And then he got all the red and the bloated from drinking. And now he's back. Like, Craig in that Summer House episode with the racing, when he was that mechanic. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he's ever looked hotter. Like, so hot. And so Shep has such potential. Like, Shep could look so good. And he used to for a little bit. I want that for him.
Age and time catches up with all of us.
And booze.
Yeah.
The bloated and the red and ruddy, you know? Wait. Okay, before we go, do you love West and Sierra?
Yes. I really like West. I think his hair is stupid. Too. But
and yeah, well, it's that stupid, like, teenage boy
hair. Yeah. I love the sort of, like, charm and confidence. Yeah, and he's not cocky. He's just, he's very disarming, you know.
Yes. Yeah. I know, I really like him. And I don't know. I've been trying to see if they're like still together.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
I know. I've been like, but there's no like spoilers on Instagram, so I don't know. But I like them. And I like that she's not giving it up. That she's like, you are not entitled to my body. Like, no matter how much time we have spent together, like, I don't owe you anything. I love that. I did. I definitely did. Like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I didn't even know that was an option. I was like, also, oh, okay. Like,
when you're on these shows also, you know, and you have to like, it's not just, I'm going to go sleep with somebody or hook up with somebody. It's, I'm going to do it with the camera there.
Oh
and
my
like,
God.
That moment of having to cover the camera. Yes. Or like, it's just.
And there's still sounds.
Yeah. Like, that's the part. I was like.
You have to be wasted. Like, you have to not care. And then the cringe. Oh, my God. And the shame of, like, watching that. Are you kidding me? Oh, I'm hot just thinking about it. Like, not so good. Like, you
see them come back from the bars in, like, Summer House, and they're just, like, stumbling all over the place. Yeah. Is it Gabriella?
Yes. Gabby fell, right?
Gabby, thank you. Yeah.
And then Kyle's like, why are you making sitting look hard? Like, oh my God, grown adults.
Love to watch it. Glad it's not me.
Yes. Like, love to watch it from the comfort of my own sober home.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. Katie, this is good. I love it. This is my fave.
I'll say for anybody listening, if there's anything you want covered or we haven't covered, feel free to slide into our DMs.
Yeah.
I'm at SoberLivingCT.
And we'll link it in the show notes. You guys, go tell Katie how much you love it. Give her some feedback about what we should talk about. Okay, next time, guys. Thanks, Katie.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Sober Mom Life. If you loved it, please rate and review it wherever you listen. 5 stars is amazing. Also, follow me on Instagram at The Sober Mom Life. Okay, I'll see you next week. I'm going to go reheat my coffee. Bye.
Addiction impacts all of us. Addiction's consequences run through all of us. From ourselves to our loved ones and through our communities, addiction creates so much loss and grief. My name is Duane Osterlin, and I'm the host of the Addicted Mind podcast, a show featuring personal stories, expert guests, and vital information about addiction and addiction recovery. We'll talk with leading treatment providers to discuss the latest research and treatment options for this devastating disease and advocate for mental health awareness. We discuss topics like the importance of creating a community of support to helping loved ones to some of the latest research on psychedelic medicines. The Addicted Mind podcast has been about creating hope, listening to stories of many amazing people that have overcome addiction and are thriving. If you or a loved one is struggling with addiction, subscribe to the Addicted Mind podcast wherever you get your podcasts or check out theaddictedmind.com. New episodes every Monday. See you there.